24 hours a day, so you can call them now if you like.
0800 11 1996. Right.
By the way, AAP is regulated by the Personal Investment Authority.
I thought you might say that.
Remember, 0800 11 1996.
Listening closely. We've been watching Beacon Bingo Cricklewood. They're described as a bingo hall. We're not convinced. First slide. Note the lavish interior, the varied seating areas. Next slide. Note also the restaurants, bars, cabaret, stage, screens, monitors, and nearly £1 million is won every month. This is not what I call bingo.
Beacon Bingo, the Cricklewood Broadway. Bingo, but not as you know it. Free phone 0800 0182 800.
Super scary, really hairy, no way out. Backwards in the dark. That'll sort you out. At the big, enormous, giant, humongous Great Thorpe Park.
Today, LBC 1152 celebrates its 25th anniversary.
1973. My name is David Jessel.
Throughout the day, we'll be rewinding 25 years of history.
The former Beatle John Lennon has been shot dead.
The only thing they ought to do is to get off that island.
Quick! Come to me! There have just been three explosions which have ripped through the embassy building.
Meeting presenters, past and present. We were just so ahead of the game where everyone else was concerned. The famous incident involving Gorbachev.
And the Pope dying suddenly and quite unexpectedly. I think it was a great thing, and I remember
it. And at 9 o'clock, a special documentary celebrating 25 years of LBC.
The story begins in 1973.
LBC 1152, celebrating 25 years of commercial radio.
Complete news and information for London. 11:52 a.m. This is LBC.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm David Hall. The Bank of England could announce a cut in interest rates later. Chancellor Gordon Brown has already hinted a reduction may be needed to combat the worsening economic outlook. But economist James Mitchell from Nomura says the bank won't automatically do what the Chancellor wants.
They won't be very happy, I don't think, that he seems to be perhaps trying to push them into cutting rates. I mean, they're supposed to be independent now and will make their own decision, but I think there are enough signs out there that the economy is slowing and that there are problems all the way around the world to make them come up with a quarter of percentage point in rate cuts.
An international meeting on Kosovo is set to take place in London today. The Foreign Office is trying to convene a meeting of the Six Nation Contact Group as the possibility of airstrikes looms. William Hague makes his keynote speech to the Tory conference today. He'll paint the Conservatives as the party of personal and economic freedom. But former Tory chairman Lord Tebbit says Mr. Hague faces a big challenge.
There is not a great deal of criticism of the government. And until that criticism of the government begins, people won't really listen very much to what Mr. Hague is saying.
140 people are feared dead after a landslide in Papua New Guinea. Heavy rains in the northern part of the island are thought to be responsible for the tragedy. The House of Representatives are expected to vote later on whether to proceed with impeachment hearings against Bill Clinton. The Judiciary Committee has been debating the findings of the Star Report behind closed doors for the past few days. England coach Glenn Hoddle faces a selection headache for the Euro 2000 qualifier against Bulgaria. Six players are doubtful, but Adams, Sheringham, Wright and Keown all trained yesterday. Hodd says the news isn't good for two other squad members.
Ray Parler and Darren Anderson have sat out things and just given an extra day for their injuries to heal, you know, before we start testing them out. So that's all a little bit ifs and buts, which is a bit concerning at times.
And Scotland coach Craig Brown is without four key midfielders for Saturday's Euro qualifier against Estonia. He's been forced to turn to Kilmarnock's Ian Durant, and he's not ruling out a call-up for Ali McCoist.
I'm always optimistic, and I do think that we will have a team which is certainly more than capable of winning. Whether we do so or not depends on how we play. And clearly we cannot do other than respect to opposition.
Jim Carrey's new film, The Truman Show, has premiered in the UK. It's the comedy star's first foray into serious acting. In it, he plays a man whose every move is broadcast to millions across the world, but he has no idea. Director Peter Weir says Jim's proved he's an all-rounder.
There's something about Jim that's just unlike any other star, and that was perfect for me. There was no one else ever.
Paul Gascoigne's reported to have crashed his team's coach after going on a joyride. Gazza's said to have boarded the brand new bus when the driver wasn't looking. Independent Radio News.
25 years. LBC.
Let's have a look at LBC weather for London today. Dull, damp and cold. So pretty miserable out there, I'm afraid to say. But there will be some showers, mostly light. But top temperature 13 Celsius, 55 Fahrenheit. So you're going to wrap up well. Otherwise, I think you'll get a little bit cold today. Sunrise is at 12 minutes past 7 and the sun sets tonight at 23 minutes past 6. Now let's see what's happening on London's roads and rails with the very latest travel news from Lee.
LBC Travel. Good morning, yes, I'm Lee Canderson at AA Vodafone Roadwatch. Motorways are fine this morning, that's the good news. The problem, spot 12 Kilburn for a start, Harrow Road closed because of a serious fire between Fernhead Road and Chippenham Road. That will have a long-term knock-on effect. Hopefully they'll get that open in time for the bulk of the rush hour. But Harrow Road at Kilburn closed near Chippenham Road. It's also going to be a bit slow on the Fulham Road as well. Resurfacing going to start later this morning, but there's still cones and restrictions in between the High Street and Munster Road. Broomwood Road at Wandsworth also has some resurfacing near Northcote Road. That'll slow things on the A3 as well. And those long-term roadworks are still in on the A1 between Five Ways Corner and Mill Hill Circus, where we're down to two lanes, and that 30-mile-an-hour speed limit will cause some problems. A11 in the city around Aldgate near the station, there's work continuing there at the High Street at the junction of Mansell Street. And on the underground, because of engineering work, at the moment there's no Bakerloo line between Queen's Park and Paddington. Travel news every 15 minutes at breakfast on LBC 1152.
This is the Shoppers Helpline, and we're ready to take your calls now. Hello, caller. How can I help you?
Hi. I've heard that Paul Simon have just opened two more massive new curtain superstores. Is that right?
Yes, it is. They have opened yet another two fantastic new curtain superstores. There's thousands of meters of fabrics and ready-made curtains in stock to choose from.
Where can I find them?
Well, a brand new Paul Simon curtain superstore is now open at Lakeside Retail Park next to Toys R Us, and also at Rayleigh Weir next to Wickes.
Are there any opening offers?
Of course. Paul Simon curtain superstores are renowned for their special opening offers. Call in and you'll see. Or free phone 0800 444400 for details.
Hello, I'm Douglas Cameron. Join me on LBC 1152 for Drive Time between 4 and 7 p.m. every weekday. We bring you the news as it happens, the newsmakers, the travel conditions as you head for home, tomorrow's newspaper stories as I talk to the editors, and an in-depth look at the week of politics, finance, sport, advertising, and magazines. Plus, you on the phone with your view on 0171 412 1152. No wonder more and more Londoners are listening.
I've had the privilege.
I've had the privilege.
If you're paying over £300 for motor insurance, it's time you had the privilege. You could save £150 or more on cover that comes with a host of benefits. Call now on 0990 700 700 and see how much you could save. That's 0990 700 700.
We've had the privilege.
Isn't it time you had the privilege?
And a very good morning to you. It's Marcus Churchill here on LBC 1152. It's Thursday, the 8th of October, 1998. Football bosses are being urged to intervene in the John Hartson kicking affair.
People are trying to say that there's a trend. People will say that this has been going on for time immemorial. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it any better.
What action should be taken against Hartson? Are we talking a life ban? Also in the news this morning, an American scientist has sparked outrage, saying he wants to experiment on unborn babies destined for abortion.
One of the things that is really at issue is whether or not some of this work can't be done in animal models first. And I'm not entirely convinced that a lot of the work that's going on shouldn't be done using animal fetuses.
Do you back experiments on live fetuses? Is this progress? Can experiments on unborn babies ever be justified? And William Hague wraps up the Conservative Party conference in Bournemouth today. He's got a keynote conference speech. And he's expected to tell the party faithful, that it's going to be a long fight. And one way to fight that election is with a radical constitutional reform platform, as it were. And that might even include an English Parliament.
Now, I think this is a very good idea. I think it's about time we got an English Parliament. It seems to me that the Northern Irish, the Welsh and the Scots have got their own Parliament. So why not us, the English? Do you think it would be a good idea? Would it benefit London and Londoners to have a separate English Parliament based at Westminster? Or do you fear it's another waste of money, another tier of bureaucracy? And describe to me what English national identity we do actually have. Do we have an English national identity? Is there such a thing? And what English traditions do you believe we can be proud of? 0171 412 1152 if you want to get involved in this morning's programme. We've got some lines free. Steve is standing by to take your call, and it will be a pleasure to hear from you this morning.
25 years old today, this is LBC Radio.
Well, there you have it. If you don't know already, today LBC celebrates 25 years of commercial radio. LBC was the first independent radio station following two acts of Parliament. The first outlawed the pirate stations of the 60s. The second allowed the development of local radio in the 70s. Stations like LBC, like Capital, and Radio Clyde went on air from 1973. Now, LBC, as you may very well know, has had something of a checkered history over those 25 years. It's been in receivership twice. It's lost its licence once, and despite a petition carrying 350,000 signatures to save LBC. In the early days, during the 70s, during a period when London was subject to a terrorist campaign, we even broadcast a programme on how to make an incendiary bomb. Whoops! Nay, I hear you cry. Well, at the beginning, the station did lose quite a bit of money. It had to make staff redundant. But today, LBC makes a profit and its future looks assured. We've had some good times. Our survival over the years has been down to you for listening to us. And our loyal London audience has helped us to rise from the ashes on more than one occasion. We've also raised hundreds of thousands of pounds for charity over the years. Our programmes have campaigned to make the capital a better place to live and work. We were the first radio station in Western Europe to broadcast phone-in shows, the first to use mobile phones for reporting, indeed the first to use a helicopter for traffic news. We are still the only commercial radio station in the world to broadcast regular drama productions. The list goes on. And tonight, at 9 p.m, I'll be here with Douglas Cameron, and we'll tell you the story of LBC, entertain you with some of our very own bloomers. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Now, let me take you back to October the 8th, today, 1973. It's just before 6 o'clock in the morning. LBC staff are nervously watching the second hand of the clock approach 6. David Jessel, the first presenter on LBC, had sat himself down in front of the microphone. Then, at 6 a.m., Britain's first commercial radio station took to the air here in London.
This is London Broadcasting, the news and information voice of independent radio. Welcome to LBC at 6 o'clock, October the 8th. My name's David Jessel, this is The Morning Show, and here's the news.
This is Ken Guy with LBC News. The Middle East War. A meeting of the United Nations Security Council...
Ken Guy there reading the news. Ken now lives back in his native Australia, but has made a special trip back today to join us here in London, and I'll be speaking to Ken in about half an hour's time. Now, the first voice you heard was respected broadcaster and journalist David Jessel. David had the awesome responsibility of launching LBC, and I'm delighted to say that he's joined me now live in the studio. Very good morning to you.
Good morning. I wasn't only just launching it. I was playing the synthesizer as well, you know. I was doing those NAF jingles.
I love those jingles. They were fab, weren't they? What was it like on that day?
Oh, it was chaos. You've got to remember, we had paraffin transmitters and clockwork microphones in those days. But also, the station was totally unprepared. The staff actually got together to sign a petition begging the management not to put us on the air for another 3 months.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. We were just unprepared for all this, as was extremely evident on the first day. And of course on the second day it got even worse, because there weren't even any commercials to fill the air.
No,
we had one commercial actually. I'm forever grateful to them. It was for frozen peas, and just went on and on and on, you know, every time. There was the frozen pea advertisement, all the other advertisers had pulled out, which, as I say, made it doubly hard for us, because there was just nothing to fill the air at all.
And were you being filmed? Am I right in thinking that there were some TV cameras there filming your very first broadcast?
No, that was that was codded up, actually.
Oh, was
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. That was. I don't think any of us were prepared.
And what
to show ourselves being done live. So
So
we pulled a hoax on the British public.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I think I'd do exactly the same if I was in your situation. How organised was LBC at the beginning? Was it complete chaos?
Organised. you had strange things like there's a very good reason why there's a window on studio doors, so that you can look in, so that you don't just blunder in when someone's talking. Well, they hadn't got round to putting windows in the studio doors. They issued the reporters with one sort of cassette recorder, which couldn't actually be, to do interviews, which couldn't actually be played on that same technology when they got back to the studio. So there's a huge, great queue of people transferring tapes from one medium to another. But it was all right. I mean, it was better than the BBC is, Radio 4 is these days. You know, Radio 4 is such a sort of junkyard of technology at the moment, and nobody understanding how anything works. I suppose we were rather in the same position then.
And so what was the reaction by Auntie, the BBC? What did they think of these little upstarts called LBC?
I think they were very peeved by it. I think they were very peeved by it, because truth to tell, I mean, we all say that we were rubbish in those days, but I mean, this is always the story, isn't it? Whenever a new thing starts, TVAM, Channel 4, BSB, Sky, whatever, the great story is, oh, this is crap, you know, this is
absolutely, and it's not going to survive.
And it's not going to survive. Mm. Actually, we weren't that bad, but it was demoralizing. We staggered on.
Good stuff. Well, look, I want to ask you a few more questions. Mm-hmm. If I could, we've got to take a quick break. We'll have the headlines as well as a look at the front pages as well. We have got some breaks these days, you'll be pleased to hear.
Have you got the frozen pea one?
No, we haven't. Damn. Well, we'll have to. Yes, we're gonna get a copy of that. I'll be playing that for you in just a few moments. So you're listening to Marcus Churchill. It's the Early Breakfast Show as we begin our day-long look at LBC 25 years on. It's our 25th birthday today. Right, it's 6:15. Let's have a look at the stories, the main headlines this morning.
LBC 1152.
Josie Russell, who survived a hammer attack which killed her mother and sister, gives her testimony to Maidstone Crown Court later on video at the trial for the murder of Lynn and Megan Russell, and Josie's attempted murder is Michael Stone, a labourer who denies the charges. British businesses are hoping for a boost later when the Bank of England announces its decision on interest rates. It's hoped they'll be cut by 0.25% in order to stem a wave of manufacturing job losses. Kosovo comes under the spotlight later during crisis talks here in London, the Six Nation contact groups meeting as the threat of airstrikes looms. And football bosses are being urged to intervene in the John Hartson kicking affair, his club West Ham vowing to deal with the attack on Berkovic internally. The weather, dull, damp and cold with occasional showers. A high of 13 Celsius, 55 Fahrenheit in the heart of the capital. The sunrise this morning is just under an hour away at 12 minutes past 7. The set tonight at 23 minutes past 6. But of course you know that we'll be able to keep you warm throughout the day if you stay tuned to LBC. 412-1152 if you want to get involved in this morning's early breakfast show. We'll be back talking to David Jessel after this.
There's a new highway that will bring the power of digital communication to your home or office, so you needn't wait as long for your computer to download, because you can send and receive information even faster than the fastest modem. Or wait till you've finished a phone call to use your fax machine, because it allows you to do two things at once. It's called BT Highway, and it does all this simply through your existing phone line. So, to stop the worldwide wait, get on the BT Highway. Call us now on 0800 800 845.
BT Highway is available on most BT exchanges and is subject to survey.
Some of these people want your products or services, but which ones? Consumer Surveys is dedicated to providing the answer.
Consumer Surveys database includes over 5 million people who've given details of who they are, where they can be reached, and which products and services they want, making them the UK's largest consumer club.
With, for example, details of over 300,000 people considering investing in a pet.
Over a third of a million considering taking a cruise.
Over a third of a million considering subscribing to the internet. Whatever your product or service, imagine the value to your business of knowing exactly who wants what you offer.
For details and a free lifestyle profile of your potential customers, call Consumer Surveys now on 0990 110140. 0990 110140.
Consumer Surveys. Our business is knowing your customers.
We're calling for an information insurrection. A presentation revolution. Music, words and pictures united as one. The old way of doing business is done, done, done. The new CD writer from Hewlett-Packard gives the people the power to store and share their work on CD. For less than £300 from your local PC World or leading dealer, spread the word for people who live to create. The HP CD Writer Plus is a must, is a must, is a must.
25 years. This is LBC on 261. Pass it on.
OK, it's 19 minutes past six. Let's have a look at the front pages this morning. Well, not as the case may be. Oh, there we go. My computer has gone into a lot. Oh, I see what's happened now. Right, I blame the producer because he said to me, actually, I'll let you into a little secret. This is how I get treated whilst I sit here. You know, he said to me, right, you can't play any of your own name stings, so you can't have Marcus Churchill Early Breakfast or anything like that. You've got to play those LBC ones. And there you go, and he's put XX in the box, so I can't play any of them. That's live radio.
So much better organised in my day.
Right, but I'm still going to tell you the front pages. I'm not going to let Steve and his dabblings with our computers ruin things. Let's have a quick look at the Times. That's fraud case against judge abandoned. The Telegraph leads on the Kosovo story. UN talks on Kosovo in disarray. And also Brown says £40 billion spending is safe. The Independent, that leads on the prospects of a bank rate cut at noon, of course, today. That's when the announcement is going to happen. And Tory old guard rise to the occasion. The FT, Financial Times, Greenspan warns on US economy. And The Guardian, gene scientist confronts taboo. The American scientist is forcing the world to confront the stark ethical choices involved in gene therapy. The good side of it is that it could eradicate terrible diseases. The bad side is it could lead, open the door to the first designer babies. You might have a thought on that. 412-1152. The tabloids, the Mail, that leads on the Josie story. The Express, CJD cover-up in hospitals. The destruction of all hospital surgical instruments is being considered by the health department over fears that they could be contaminated by the deadly agent that causes new variant CJD. Denise Van Outen, she's quitting Channel 4, the Big Breakfast Show. As if anyone really cares. The Mirror, 10,000 tune into Fergie. Fergie's new television chat show has pulled a pitiful audience of just 10,000 viewers, one of the worst audience ratings in the history of television. And The Sun reports that Gaza beats up the coach. Soccer star Paul Gascoigne had to fork out £10,000 after he took his team's brand new coach on a joyride and crashed it. Will anything go right for Gaza? I don't know. Right, it's 21 minutes past six. You're listening to LBC Early Breakfast with Marcus Churchill. We'll be speaking to David in 60 seconds' time.
25 years, LBC.
If ever I would leave you.
If ever I would leave you. The sensational new album from Jane Tedman. Britain's biggest opera star sings 19 unforgettable songs. But from My Fair Lady, Camelot, Brigadoon, and more. If ever I would leave you.
from Bryn Terfel. Out now on CD and cassette. W.H. Smith, Virgin, Sainsbury's, and all good record stores.
We're calling for an information insurrection. A presentation revolution. Music, words, and pictures united as one. The old way of doing business is done, done, done. The new CD writer from Hewlett-Packard gives the people the power to store and share their work on CD. For less than £300 from your local PC World or leading dealer, spread the word. For people who live to create, the HP CD Writer Plus is a must, is a must, is a must.
25 years.
This is LBC.
Indeed it is, LBC 11:52, and the time is 22 minutes past 6. Good morning, if you've just tuned in, it's Early Breakfast with Marcus Churchill. Joining me is David Jessel. Welcome back, David.
Hi.
Now, one thing we didn't look at is whether or not you actually believed that LBC was going to be able to survive this long.
It's a source of constant surprise to me. Of course, LBC reinvents itself every now and again, doesn't it? And it went off in two directions, and yes, I think... Radio will survive. Radio of any sort will survive because it's the best medium there is. I mean, you can do other things while you're listening to the radio, and with the plethora of channels and so forth, people always want information and that kind of stuff. LBC was always going to get it right sooner or later. I mean, I'm not sure that you've got it right now, but you know, because you know there are different tastes are changing, different needs are evolving all the time,
and different niches as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What about looking at the difference between radio? Because you've moved to television.
I came from television to come here.
Did you?
To come to radio, yeah.
Ah.
And then I left radio
and went back to television. Of course,
yes.
The Rough Justice series, you're involved in that.
Yes.
And what are you doing now?
Well, I do the same sort of programme for Channel 4 with my own production company. It's called Trial and Error. The production company is called Just Television. And we have an offshoot called Just Radio, as a matter of fact. And we make radio programmes for the BBC and anyone else who wants them.
For who?
For the BBC and anyone else who wants them.
We don't want to hear about those dreadful people. Did you notice how just intimate? You know, everyone says, well, the thing about radio is you often feel you're just on your own and just talking to your mate.
Oh, we were on our own, yes. And we weren't even talking to our mate.
Okay, it's 24 minutes past 6.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC.
Tony in Camden joins us. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marcus.
Morning.
Happy quarter of a century.
Thank you very much indeed.
To you and your lovely radio station and all the people. I remember years ago when you used to have Tommy Boyd on there.
Yes.
Jeremy Beadle, when he took the piss out of us all with that programme he'd done one night. One Sunday evening when I was courting them days. And he made out as if he was on the underground.
Yes.
It was great.
I know, I'll let you know into a secret that we got Jeremy Beadle with us for an hour, I understand, from 8 o'clock tonight. And don't forget, from 9 o'clock is that special documentary with my good self and Douglas Cameron. Tony, thank you. Let's cross the line 10 and Stephen in Shirley. Stephen, good morning.
Very good morning to you, Marcus.
Morning,
first
sir.
Time I've spoken to you.
Welcome on board.
I think your programme is somewhat brilliant. You've got a tremendous sense of humour.
Thank you.
And, well, I see you as being the Douglas Cameron in the next 25 years.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say so.
And
the tenor is in the post.
Well, thank you very much, yeah. I just had to ring on this sort of very nostalgic occasion, or it's very sad when LBC lost its franchise 2 or 3 years back, and I bought a commemorative tape. A lot of the highlights you'll be playing today are probably on it, you know.
Yes, I should imagine.
And on the 1st of July, 96, when they said stand by for a special announcement, Robbie Vincent said, this is LBC on 11:52, after it had been Joe Bloggs Radio for a couple of years.
Mm.
And so tremendous to have you back. I mean, the only shame is that you haven't got an FM outlet anymore.
Well, you see, this is the next thing. You see, looking at the future, we've got digital radio around the corner, of which I know we are actively involved. And I just wonder, would you like to have us on digital radio without all the, you know, the crackles and the hiss and everything?
Yeah, I'd love that. Well, it's a pity that I'd put you through the local cable company.
Well, let's see about that. That'll be one of the plans, perhaps, that we can work on for the future. All right, OK, what should we do now? Let me see. Let's squeeze Julia in, so to speak. Julia, good morning.
Squeeze me in, Mark.
Now, why are you not working? Hold on, why are you not working? I knew that wouldn't happen. Try again.
Look, I'm trying to squeeze you in.
Wait.
You move that mic there. This is LBC, London Broadcasting. Yeah. I don't think it's changed since 1973 when the mic... Why doesn't that mic work? I've never tried that mic, because I never had two people. Two smiley faces before.
This early in the morning.
Normally you look like a right miserable or you know what. But, right, Julie, what's coming up between 7 and 10?
Coming up between 7 and 10, it's Anne Diamond on her own on this morning's 25th anniversary breakfast show. Sir Nicholas Lloyd, of course, down in Bournemouth at the Conservative Party conference.
Mm-hmm.
He's not got away with getting up early there, I'm afraid. He is joining Anne to talk about what's happening in Bournemouth. We'll also be talking about the latest on the American president, Bill Clinton. And, of course, it's National Poetry Day. Richard Barber, the Spencer family biographer, will be joining us on the day that Countess Spencer will be finding out whether she can sue her former solicitor over her divorce settlement. We'll also be celebrating LBC's 25th anniversary with former breakfast presenter Angela Rippon and Sir Christopher Chataway, who of course was the first proposer of the ILR bill when it went through Parliament.
That got you.
And did get me. And LBC's first chairman.
Thank you very much indeed.
25 years. This is LBC, where news comes first.
OK, David, that just about wraps it up from you, I'm afraid. It's been a pleasure, though, for you to come
can't
in.
Can't I give you my catchphrase I used to have? It's
yes,
the world's naffest catchphrase.
Yes.
At 9 o'clock, after 3 hours of drivel, I used to say, now you know all you need to know about the day, so have a nice one.
And on that note, David, we'll have to move on. Bless you for coming in. It's been a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much indeed.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC. 25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC.
Hi, I'm Stuart Francis, and a very happy birthday to LBC. I presented the first open line on British radio on LBC.
Hi, I'm Clive Roslin. I was one of the first presenters of AM on LBC, so many happy returns, and here's to the next 25.
Hello, I'm Peter Thornton. I was the editor of both LBC and IRN right through the 80s. I never really thought then that we'd be celebrating 25 years of broadcasting, but congratulations to everyone, both at LBC, IRN, and all the listeners. And I just wanted to say, happy birthday.
Hello, this is Steve Jones. You know, I can hardly believe it, but I've been associated with LBC 1152 since 1979. And I'd like to wish my favourite station a very happy 25th birthday.
In the Middle East, once you stray from the highway, you really are in the desert. The camel has a special place in our culture, sure. But our next favourite form of transport is Toyota Land Cruiser. From £21,064 on the road, there is no better 4x4 on earth than the Toyota Land Cruiser range. Call 0800-777-555 for your nearest Thames Toyota dealer, the driving force behind the 4x4 in front.
Well, I'm afraid this area of low pressure out in the North Sea is going to mean another cold, blustery start. But things will soon start to brighten up, until finally we can expect another glorious day. Just the odd cloud in the mountains, and in downtown Port of Spain, 32 degrees. Perfect conditions out at Queen's Park, and staying hot, hot, hot for Carnival.
6 times a week from Heathrow, Biwi gently eases England into the Caribbean. So, if you really want to feel at home, why fly with an airline that's a tourist? Biwi, we are the Caribbean.
Loggers Leap Depth Charge Carousel Train High Dive Show Splashtacular. He's gotta be insane. Great Thorpe Park. Great, whatever the weather.
6:30.
LBC 1152 News.
David Hall. Millions of Britons are anxiously waiting for the Bank of England's announcement on whether it'll drop interest rates. The Monetary Policy Committee is under pressure to reduce them by 0.25%. Former Chancellor Kenneth Clark says a drop is essential.
I should be quite horrified if they don't reduce rates. I've been saying for some months that they've taken them unnecessarily high, that they ought to start reversing policy, and I will not understand if they don't reduce them by at least 0.25%.
The family of Paula Bridges, who was shot through the heart in a Barbados bar, is mounting a bedside vigil after her condition worsened. The son and stepson of the 41-year-old have flown to the West Indies after doctors declared she was too ill to fly home. William Hague is set to rally his troops later during a keynote speech to the Tory conference. He'll paint the Conservatives as the party of personal and economic freedom. The coal industry is hoping to be thrown a lifeline by the government today as ministers publish their long-awaited energy review. Coal campaigners are confident that Trade Chief Peter Mandelson will help safeguard the country's 21 pits and secure 15,000 jobs. Football bosses are being urged to intervene in the John Hartson kicking affair. His club West Ham are vowing to deal with the attack on Isle Berkovic internally. The striker's been fined 2 weeks' wages and has apologised to his teammate. Kylie Minogue's been immortalised in wax for the second time. London's Madame Tussauds has been forced to update the figure because the Aussie superstar has changed so much in the past 10 years. She says it's difficult to explain how she's transformed.
I wasn't really prepared, stupidly, for everyone asking, which Kylie is this? How do you describe her? It's really hard to condense how I've changed in 10 years.
The white blanket of snow on mountain peaks may not be as crisp and clean as we'd like to believe. Research has found that snow is covered in toxic chemicals that come from industrial pollution and pesticides.
Celebrating 25 years, this is LBC 1152.
LBC weather for London. Dull, damp and cold. Pretty miserable today, I'm afraid to say. Occasional showers as well across London and the home counties. A high of around about 13 Celsius. That's 55 degrees Fahrenheit. The sun rises at 12 minutes past 7 and tonight's sunset is at 6:23. Now, for those of you who are heading off to work, you better listen to a bit of this because here's the latest travel news.
LBC Travel.
I'm Lee Cantor from the AA Vodafone Roadwatch. Problems on the Harrow Road in the Maida Hill area just by the A40M. It's closed because of a fire. And that's between Fernhead Road and Chippenham Road. It's going to cause some problems through this morning's rush hour. Emergency services are there working on it as quickly as possible. But the Harrow Road just by the A40M is shut. Delays too for the A1 between Five Ways Corner and Mill Hill Circus. Roadworks are in at just a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit and squeezing down to two lanes only. Broomwood Road at Wandsworth has resurfacing near the A3, that's the Northcote Road, some closures in there this week. And in the city at Aldgate on the A11, a construction work on the High Street by the station going to cause some problems from Mansell Street. And Park Lane at Marble Arch has resurfacing, reducing it down to two lanes from the usual four at the roundabout. Again, later there'll be queues down Park Lane. The motorway route's not looking too bad at the moment, and on the underground, the Bakerloo line is running again, but running with delays. Next travel update in half an hour.
Nothing going on in Croissant?
No, we are Croissant-free this morning.
Oh, well, that's jolly good news to those who live in Croydon. Good stuff, Lee. We shall speak to you in half an hour.
Okay.
Thanks very much indeed.
25 years.
LBC on 261. Pass it on.
This is an announcement for all those people who rang the special number in The Telegraph and instantly got up to 60% off scheduled return flights with Lufthansa. Your flights to New York, Dubai, Istanbul and 80 other global destinations are now boarding. For those of you who didn't, here's a violin sonata.
Don't miss the flight. Catch the Daily Telegraph on Saturday and the Sunday Telegraph. See paper for terms and conditions.
If you've ever spent a Saturday night arranging your sock drawer, ever wondered how they got those model ships into those bottles, or ever seen a pair of shoes and thought they look comfy, then you've probably never done this.
Oh, yes, the Fiesta Z-Tech uses Formula One technology and comes with self-correcting rear suspension, power steering and a 16-valve engine to create unbelievable driving dynamics. Not only that, but Z-Techs now come with 0% finance, which all adds up to enough excitement for anyone.
The Fiesta Z-Tech. Advanced enjoyment for 9450 on the road.
Subject to availability, minimum deposit 50%, written quotations, free post FCE Bank PLC. Finance subject to status, guarantees and indemnities may be required.
25 years. LBC.
It's now 6:36. Good morning. Thursday, Wednesday, the 8th of October, 1998. Yes, if you've just tuned in and wondering what's slightly different about today, it is our 25th anniversary. 25 years of LBC and indeed 25 years of commercial radio in Britain. Welcome on board, it's Marcus Churchill. With the Early Breakfast Show, it's now your chance to comment on the day's top stories. 0171 412 1152 if you want to get involved. I want to know what you think about that kick by John Hartson against Berkovic. What a thug John Hartson is. See, I think that action really, tough action really needs to be taken against him. Something like at least a one-year ban without pay, or even a life ban. He needs to be made an example of. I wonder if you think we're too lenient on players who show something of a thuggy tendency. And is a verbal apology enough? Because after all, that kick could have caused some serious injury to Berkovic. And I think that we really must take some tough action against him, particularly with the recent things involving Di Canio and Cantona. And what is it with West Ham? Why do they seem to have the likes of Ian Wright and Julian Dix? And they seem to have that sort of element well and truly ensconced in their side. But I want to know what you think about the John Hartson incident. The Conservatives, they're trying to raise a profile of their party, a keynote speech by William Hague later this morning. I wonder if you think it's a good idea for William Hague to be talking about an English Parliament. Would an English Parliament work? Isn't it right that we cement our own identity? Because after all, it is lacking at the moment. And what does England have a national identity that it can call, honestly, its own, as opposed to a British identity? I'll talk about that, an English identity. Are there any English traditions of which you are proud of? 412-1152. You may also want to comment on this American scientist who's in trouble for wanting to experiment on unborn babies who are destined for abortion. All in the cause of research. This American doctor thinks he can find a breakthrough in finding a cure for an inherited disease. But is this progress? Can experiments on unborn babies ever be justified? And isn't it time to start curbing the kind of experiments that scientists at the cutting edge of genetics should be allowed to conduct? 0171 412 1152. And, of course, it's our 25th birthday today. We'll be speaking to Ken Guy after the quarter two headlines and the pay-per-view. But I wonder from you, your memories of 1973. Do you remember LBC coming on air? And who were your favourites? Who were your favourite all-time LBC presenters? And what about the future? We're not just looking at the past. What about the future of LBC? What changes and improvements would you like to see as we continue to serve London for hopefully the next 25 years? And would you support us going digital? Would you like us to be on digital radio? No crackle, no more crackle on the AM dial. Is that something that you would approve of? 0171 412 1152. We got some lines free. Get your call in now. Don't leave it till any later. But it'll be a pleasure to hear from you this morning.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC.
It's now 6:40. Let's go to the lines briefly and speak first of all to Miles in Sheen. Morning to you, Miles.
Good morning to you. And now, regarding this footballer, they should ban him for life, and I mean ban him for life, but they won't because there's money involved. It's like when Cantona did that kick, and they should have put him in the crate of beef and deported him immediately. If these people can't play fair or square without being dirty or playing fouling at any time, they should be banned from the game altogether.
Why do you think football seems to almost be a magnet for those who played
dirty? Well, it's the only game I know of. I mean, I've competed in most of the others, and I've never known that to happen in any of the other games.
Mm.
I really mean this. I mean, I was involved, as I told you before, in the martial arts, and we never did anything like that. And in boxing, we never did anything. And rugby. Gosh, I've played quite a lot in rugby.
Well, rugby's quite a nasty game, and it's had its nasty element as well. But it seems that football is taking all the limelight as regards thuggery. Dave in Southgate, good morning to you, Dave.
Hello, Marcus.
Morning.
It's me again. Doesn't it just make your heart sink?
What make your heart sink?
Hearing me again.
No, not at all. Is this dirty, Dave?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard from you for some time. How are you doing?
I know, I was woken by the dancing in the street, but I'll put a stop to that now.
Now, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to say a word or two about the other footballer, Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah.
The kind of licence you were searching for was the PCV licence. You probably know. That means Paul consumes vodka. And, it's true.
Very witty.
I know where he was going, actually. And this is true, Marcus. You know, I wouldn't lie to you.
No, of course not.
He was on his way home from his favourite pub. Bit strange that he should be on a coach. They say he got on when the driver wasn't looking. It's a pity he can't pass defenders that way, but
yeah.
There you go.
Yes, indeed. OK, Dave, got to end it there, but thank you for your call. 0171412, get involved. We have another, 15 minutes or so. You may also want to put a question to Ken Guy. Now, Ken Guy is a man you may remember who read our first ever bulletin 25 years ago. I'm going to be speaking to him after the headlines and pay-per-view, and you may very well want to speak to him or chat about anything else that's in the news this morning. What do you think should happen to John Hartson? Is a life ban good enough? 412-1152. Stay with us.
25 years.
Steve Allen.
Fantastic.
Mornings at 10.
I'm just glad I'm old enough to read.
Steve Allen.
Sanctimonious people that phone up and say, I'd rather read about the balance of payments and the world recession. Stuff them.
At 10.
Kind of summed it up. You got the right feelings there, Monica. You were used, you were disposed of, and you certainly are insignificant.
Steve Allen. Mornings at 10.
I've had the privilege.
I've had the privilege.
If you're paying over £300 for motor insurance, it's time you had the privilege. You could save £150 or more on cover that comes with a host of benefits. Call now on 0990 700 700 and see how much you could save. That's 0990 700 700.
We had the privilege.
Isn't it time you had the privilege?
Well, here we go. This is a life. Now then, what are all them things Mum wanted me to do? Visit your Auntie Phyllis in St. Vincent, say hello to your Uncle Winston in Arama, visit your grandfather's grave and make sure it's kept clean, see if the Reverend Richardson is still alive, and I want you to take the photo album to show all the family, and I want you to act respectful, I don't want you to bring any disgrace on me, and make sure you bring back a large jar of pepper sauce.
6 times a week from Heathrow, Biwi gently eases England into the Caribbean. So, if you really want to feel at home, why fly with an airline that's a tourist? Biwi, we are the Caribbean.
If you've ever spent a Saturday night arranging your sock drawer, ever wondered how they got those model ships into those bottles, or ever seen a pair of shoes and thought they look comfy, then you've probably never done this.
Oh, yes, the Fiesta Z-Tech uses Formula One technology and comes with self-correcting rear suspension, power steering and a 16-valve engine to create unbelievable driving dynamics. Not only that, but Z-Techs now come with 0% finance, which all adds up to enough excitement for anyone.
The Fiesta Z-Tech, advanced enjoyment for 9450 on the road.
Subject to availability, minimum deposit 50%, written quotations, free post FCE Bank PLC. Finance subject to status, guarantees and indemnities may be required.
Consider for a moment the many different ways in which a data and video projector will prove invaluable to your business. It will bring the power of computers to your sales presentations, the moving image to your conferences, and crystal clarity to your training sessions. And that's just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
To find out which data projector is right for your business, call the experts. Call Blue Chip Micro now on 0181 763 5000 and project your business in a better light.
There's a new highway that will bring the power of digital communication to your home or office. So you needn't wait as long for your computer to download, because you can send and receive information even faster than the fastest modem. prefer wait till you've finished a phone call to use your fax machine, because it allows you to do two things at once. It's called BT Highway, and it does all this simply through your existing phone line. So, to stop the worldwide wait, get on the BT Highway. Call us now on 0800 800 845.
BT Highway is available on most BT exchanges and is subject to survey.
25 years old today, this is LBC Radio.
Right, it's 14 minutes to 7. Let's have a look at the top stories this morning.
LBC 1152.
Homeowners are anxiously waiting to see if the Bank of England cuts interest rates. The Monetary Policy Committee is under pressure to reduce the 7.5% basic rate to secure the economy. Josie Russell's videotaped evidence will be played to the jury in the trial of the man accused of attempting to kill her. Michael Stone is also accused of killing the 9-year-old's mother and sister in a hammer attack in Kent. William Hague will call on his party to preserve the British way of life in his keynote speech at the Conservative Party conference in Bournemouth. He'll use the opportunity to set out his vision of what a modern Tory party should be. And a key international meeting in Kosovo is set to take place here in London. The Foreign Office is trying to convene a meeting of the Six Nation Contact Group as the possibility of airstrikes looms. The weather dull, damp and cold with occasional showers, but LBC will be here to warm the cockles of your heart throughout the day. A high of only 13 Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit in town. The sunrise for you, that is just over 25 minutes away at 12 past 7. Tonight's sunset is at 6:23.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC.
Okay, let me quickly give you an update on the front pages this morning, the broadsheets. The Independent, that is leading on the economic story, Brown and Bank at odds on rate cut, and it's got a fantastic picture of Baroness Thatcher and Edward Heath sharing the platform at the Tory Party conference. Mr. Edward Heath looking extremely uncomfortable. Can't think why. The Guardian, gene scientist confronts taboo. That's gene as in G-E-N-E, not as in denim. And not a word was exchanged for 22 years. Yesterday they broke the long silence. Yes, they have been in the same party, in the same job, and even the same room. But they have not exchanged a single word for 22 years until yesterday. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. Yes, it's Ted Heath and Margaret Thatcher. The FT, Greenspan warns of US economy and UBS review role of its investment bank. The Telegraph, plan to stop Milosevic in disarray. Britain and the US may have to go it alone. The Times, fraud case against judges abandoned. And Hague ponders an English parliament. William Hague will today fuel the danger of splits in the shadow cabinet when he announces that he is considering an English parliament as part of a wider package of constitutional reform. The tabloids, the Star has got a sexy picture of Denise Van Outen saying that she's quitting the TV breakfast show on Channel 4. The Sun, Gaza beats up the coach, not how it sounds, but soccer star Paul Gascoigne has had to fork out £10,000 after he took his team's brand new coach on a joyride and crashed it. Stupid idiot. The Express newspaper, CJD cover-up in hospitals, secret Whitehall plan to destroy all surgical instruments, and interest rates set for a cut at last. The Mail is leading on the Josie story. Did he murder Josie's mother? It's got the first pictures released of him. As is the Mirror, accused, the first photo of Russell murder suspect. And 10,000 people tuned into Fergie's new television chat show. That's a pitiful audience, it says. The dismal ratings for the highly publicized Sarah Surviving Life are among the worst in television history. Also, Hague phone prank. Some boring story about Hague and some phone prank. Strangely enough, okay, it's 10 minutes to 7, back in 30 seconds.
25 years. LBC.
This winter, two of the world's greatest operatic singers will perform in two unique concerts at the Royal Albert Hall.
Kirita Kanawa will perform a spectacular concert with the orchestra of the Royal Opera House on Wednesday, the 11th of November, whilst the incomparable Jose Carreras will return to the Albert Hall on Tuesday, the 15th of December. Don't miss Kirita Kanawa and Jose Carreras at the Royal Albert Hall this winter. Tickets from £25 available from the Albert Hall box office.
25 years old today. This is LBC Radio.
7:09. A very good morning to you. If you've just tuned in, it's Marcus Churchill here on London's talk leader LBC 1152. And it's the last few moments of this morning's programme. Let me remind you that please join me from 9 o'clock tonight, where myself and Douglas Cameron spend an hour looking over the highlights and the lowlights of LBC. And tomorrow I shan't be here, actually, because I've got the day off. Yes. Very rare, that, isn't it? They let me out of my little cage to be able to enjoy a bit of a party. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Now, this time 10 years ago, you may have heard in that little clip we had a few moments ago, Ken Guy reading the news. He's now back in his native Australia, but he has made a special trip to join us back here in London, and he is calling us from his hotel. Very good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning, Marcus.
How are you doing?
I'm doing extremely well, apart from the pips. I'm sorry about those on the line.
Well, live radio in all its joys. Apparently you couldn't find another phone, but that is the way it goes. We know how these wonderful hoteliers look after London tourists. Now, what do you say? Are you surprised that LBC has survived 25 years, looking back that you were the first newsreader 25 years ago?
After the first 2 years, yes, I am. The first 12 months contained the most industrial disputation that I've ever experienced in my 40 years in radio and television, so I was rather surprised that we survived. But when I left to go back to Australia in 1975, it was looking good, and then it went on to bigger and better things, I'm told.
What was the news stories of the day that morning? Can you remember that far back?
Yes, I can. Yeah. The Yom Kippur War had begun about 2 days before we went to air. So that was a major story and something that, you know, we could really sink our teeth into.
And what about the atmosphere? What was that like?
Very nervous, extremely nervous, I was, because we knew that not only did we have the audience potential of 1 to 2 million in Greater London, but also, of course, all of Fleet Street was onto us.
Yeah.
And so we were all extremely nervous. Not so much myself as, I believe, David Jessel. I believe you're talking to David a little later. He may verify or knock this one on the head. But he was in a separate studio to me, so I didn't see this. But I'm told later that he was physically ill into the waste paper basket about 2 minutes before he went to air.
Well, he's done the dirty old David Jessel and he's left the studio, so I can't ask him that one, I'm afraid. But anyway, we know that you're coming along later today, and hopefully we'll be able to have a better word with you without all the pips, Ken.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to it. It's been great to have the opportunity to be over here at this time.
Okay, Ken. That's Ken Guy, the first ever newsreader here on LBC 25 years ago.
25 years old today. Britain's first independent radio station.
News Radio for London.
Right, it's now coming up to 7:06, and I think after that, Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad. Shall we listen to another one of those? They're great. One more time.
Celebrating 25 years.
This is LBC, where news comes first.
Aren't they great?
That's good, isn't it?
That butch voice, LBC, where news comes first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Tony J, I'm told.
Oh, is that it?
Famous actor, yeah.
Oh, good voice, you see.
Yes.
Mm. Seems incredible, doesn't it?
Isn't it, John?
Do you remember it?
I was 5 years old.
No, you wouldn't even have made a blip on your...
But my grandfather used to have LBC on all the time, so from about the age of 8, I was boring, sad, square child. He wanted to talk about politics and things like that from about the age of 10.
Oh, that explains a lot. I didn't realise that. I was brought up in Birmingham in the Midlands, and we had on Tiswas.
Yeah. If I didn't watch that as well.
We in Birmingham saw Tiswas before the rest of the country saw it, though. Many moons before the rest of the country saw it. It was regional programme before it went network, you see.
Well, that explains a lot about you as
Exactly,
then.
That's it. Exactly, yes. I didn't know what LBC was. I've never heard of LBC until I came to London, only about, 15 years ago.
Hey. Well, now, you are going to tell us what's coming up between 7 and 10.
Well, I am, yes.
Isn't it?
He's at the Tory Party conference.
Oh, his...
I'm going to be speaking to him. He's gone to... He was partying last night.
Yeah.
With the great and the good.
Yeah.
I wonder if he partied with Ted Heath and Margaret Thatcher last night.
I wonder if they partied together with each other.
I presume you've been telling everybody about the pictures.
That's funny, isn't it?
Very funny pictures Thatcher and Heath.
Yeah.
And the Sun has been saying, is this the most embarrassing conference picture ever? Because, of course, up till now, the most embarrassing one was of Neil Kinnock falling in the surf. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Neil and Glenys Kinnock went toddling through the waves. Yes.
Yes, I remember that.
And he fell down.
Isn't
that
embarrassing?
That you sort of lost him all credibility from that moment onwards. I mean, it was seen as a very damaging
history,
photo.
Actually,
it was a very damaging image, And they think this one of Margaret Thatcher and Ted Heath looking as though they cannot bear another minute of this.
I loved it when Thatcher said, you know, I can't remember exactly what she said, but yesterday, something along the lines of, I'm fully behind Thatcher, I'm fully behind William Hague, but Granny's still here.
And I think that's a very important message. I think they feel that it's important that she says that.
I think they could do with her
at
the moment.
And Portillo got almost a standing ovation, which is a bit worrying too.
I would be worried if I was William Hague.
Yeah.
Portillo in the wing.
I think he needs to be worried, because we know who Portillo is.
Yeah.
Most of us, 1 in 10 of us don't know who Hague is at all.
No, I know. Supporting, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that with Nick. We're going to be talking about Clinton, because impeachment gets ever nearer. I mean, it could get the go-ahead today. We're going to be talking about John Glenn. You know, the aged astronaut.
Yes.
He's getting ready to
go
around the Earth again.
Grandad going around the...
Oh, lots of things to talk about.
Stuff.
So join us after 7.
We're looking at the stars through BAC windows. Today, my zodiac wheel has stopped at Leo. Proud and independent, appearances are really important to you, so the wide choice of styles in BAC's range of PVCU windows would definitely help you impress. Now, if you're honest, you're a little lazy, aren't you? Which is why BAC's maintenance-free windows will be high on your shopping list. But over everything, big-hearted Leos have a warm, sunny disposition. And in the future, I can see it staying warm and secure. With a little help from BAC.
Call 0800-666-444 today. BAC, bringing out the character in British homes.
What a fantastic housewarming party! Two bands, DJ, all this food, he must be loaded!
Not really. The money he's saving with is a Leicester free energy mortgage.
Free energy?
Yeah. First 3 years gas and electricity are included in the mortgage.
How do you know?
Well, it's my party. Who are you, anyway?
I'm a mate of John's.
John?
I mean Steve.
Steve?
I'm with a band.
Loan subject to valuation and status and available to those 18 or over.